This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Voting day for the voice referendum is just over a week away, and with early voting already open. So here on Drive, we've been speaking to different members around our community about their thoughts on the referendum. And joining us now to do just that is Andy Kay, host of Black, White and Rainbow, Joy's weekly program showcasing Indigenous arts, music, culture and issues. Andy Kay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm enjoying life.
I'm glad you've been listening to Romy's advice. We play it a lot here on Drive.
Yeah. Thank you for inviting me on Smart Fun Radio, Joy Drive.
We love having you on. I know you're a regular listener, so I'm really pleased to have you on the air. Andy, how are you feeling about the referendum and the voice to Parliament? How's it going?
Well, look, talking about feelings, I haven't really considered how I felt before, but, you know, I'm quite nervous about the result. Nervous because it's such an up in the air thing. It's it could go either way. I think what we need to do is, you know, bring it back to its bare bones and talk about the nitty gritty of what it is. Because a lot of people who are voters, they don't really understand what the referendum is.
Well, okay, let's get into that in a second. But before we do, I want to ask you, what's it been like of being, you know, part of both the Aboriginal and Rainbow communities with, you know, we had the marriage equality postal survey happening a few years back. We know how toxic and poisonous that was. How are you feeling now? How's the community feeling knowing that everyone else is going to have a say on their future?
Look, as with the yes or no vote for marriage equality, subcultures, if you're part of a subculture, you do feel, this air of, what is the word? You know, there's an air of awkwardness about it. People don't really say what they want to say to you, even though you might have an inkling that they are thinking it, but they will skirt around it, but you can tell what they are thinking.
Let's try and understand what it's about. So in your words, Andy, what is the voice referendum all about?
Well, you have to strip it back to its bare bones. It's about the Constitution, and the Constitution is basically, I've heard of it, explained as a birth certificate of a nation. Constitution that sets out how the country is governed. The Parliament can't change it, and the Constitution overrides all other laws. And in Australia, we have five constitutional rights, and that is to vote, a trial by jury for certain offences, also freedom of religious expression, political expression, and this concept of quantum merit, which in basic terms means that if you work, you get a fair pay. So those are our rights within the Constitution. Now, a referendum is asking the voters to change or alter the Constitution. It's usually done by asking a question which requires a yes or no answer. It's different to like placing a tick in a box for an election. It's asking a particular question which you reply yes or no. So that's basically what we're being asked to do. And this question that we're being asked, verbatim, it says, a proposed law to alter the Constitution to recognise the First Peoples of Australia by establishing an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice. Do you approve of this proposed alteration? What does that mean? It means, do you want Aboriginal people to have a voice in Parliament to make decisions for Aboriginal people? Whereas before it's been, you know, politicians making decisions for Aboriginal people.
And we know that that
hasn't
worked.
That's what we're being asked to decide on.
Andy, I heard this morning, I think it was about 60%, don't quote me exactly on the figure, of one of the polls showing that people are going to vote no. What do you think it is? If you just mentioned it's about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people having a say on issues that affect them. Why are 60% of the Australian population, or according to this poll, feeling threatened by this referendum? What do you think it is?
I think there is some misinformation out there, and that's why I sort of went into detail to tell you exactly what it's all about. It's not about, you know, Aboriginal people coming in and taking over Parliament. It's an advisory body to represent the views of Indigenous people to Parliament, and it's nothing more and nothing less. It's not, you know, giving Aboriginal people the right to come and take your house and your land and or anything like that. It's just for them to represent their voice. And, you know, the no campaigners, I think their biggest argument is that they don't see how an advisory panel can represent every Aboriginal community all across Australia. And I think, that's one of their reservations for voting yes, is that how can a small panel, you know, do it for all Aboriginal people?
If we look at it from a taxpayer's perspective, I mean, we've been throwing money at different policies and clearly they're not working. From my perspective, surely it's better for us to vote for something that's likely to actually save us, not only make the lives of these people better, but save us money, because these policies will likely work if we get advice from the people of whom it will affect. At the moment, we're not doing that, and we're wasting money.
Well, that's up to the Australian people. Do you want to save some money? Do you want to allow Aboriginal people to, you know, decide for themselves what's best for themselves? I sort of think, taxpayers' money thrown at these causes has made a huge difference. There is a lot of forward movement with, education and health and the list goes on and on and on. But, it's not wasted money, but there might be better spent money if there is better advice for how to spend that money.
Definitely. We're chatting with Andy Kay, host of Black, White and Rainbow Joy's weekly program showcasing Indigenous arts, music, culture and issues. Let's assume we get a successful yes vote through, Andy. What do you think the future will look like for you and your community?
I think that the advisory body, because it's not just up to the advisory body, they will be, consulting with organisations, communities and, people on the ground level. I see it a way forward. People, in those communities and in our communities will be able to have their voice put forward and their concerns put forward in the way that they see fit for themselves. And that will be done through the advisory body. But without that advisory body, their voices may never be heard.
And the other thing that my view is, and I have to confess, I am a yes voter, so I'll put that there on the table. But one of the things is we had a discussion here on Joy Drive with someone a few weeks ago about the Constitution, and the Constitution is there to be changed. It's not exactly, set in stone. It's not like the Bible. It's never going to change. It's what was written thousands of years ago. It is there to be changed. And we want ourselves to be a progressive nation and to move forward with things. And we did that with marriage equality as well. So let's move forward. Let's be progressive and make some change. It's okay to change the Constitution. It's not going to fall over.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. The problem with the changing the Constitution is that it's not up to government. The government can't turn around and change the Constitution. It has to be put to a referendum and put to the people, for the people to vote on how to change the Constitution, and it has to be put to them in the form of a question. A yes or no answer is required.
Well,
so, the Constitution, it's a dynamic thing. You know, look at the American Constitution. It has all of its amendments and, you know, very many changes and alterations to the American Constitution. And you know, it has happened here in Australia. There have been amendments to the Constitution. There was the referendum to recognise Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people back in the late 60s. There was also the equal marriage referendum, so the Constitution is a dynamic thing and it is ever-changing.
Well, Andy, you know, I'm a white male sitting here in a privileged position, and I'm a smart guy, and I don't feel threatened in any way whatsoever. So if you're in a similar boat, maybe you shouldn't feel threatened either. Andy, it's really good to talk to you.
It's been fantastic. Thank you for listening, Warren.
Hey, before we let you go, what's coming up on your show?
Coming up this weekend, it's going to be an encore show because I'm off to Cairns tomorrow. I'm going away for a four-day holiday.
Oh.
So sorry to rub it in while you're enjoying the Melbourne weather. But my partner, his bestie from Canada, has come over. Her sister lives in Cairns, so we're going to go up there for a few days.
Fantastic, Andy. All right, have a great holiday. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Warren. Bye-bye.
That is Andy Kay. You're on Joy Drive.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.